You're listening to the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. Detractors call it the Show Me Your Papers law, and it's facing a challenge in federal court right now in San Antonio. When and if it takes effect, police in Texas will be able to ask about the immigration status of people they stop. But now unauthorized immigrants from Mexico will have a new ally to fight deportation, were it to come to that, the Mexican government. For those who might be subject to deportation proceedings, the Mexican consulate has announced plans to hold state emergency preparedness clinics, Know Your Rights sessions, and much more. Joining us to talk about this program, Consul General of Mexico in Austin, Carlos Gonzalez Gutierrez. Welcome to the Texas Standard Studios.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
The announcement of this program, I was just reading it over, it says that this is the result of extraordinary resources allocated by the Ministry of Foreign Affairs in Mexico, specifically because of SB4?
No, I guess it's more, you should understand it more as a reaction to the new context throughout the nation. I mean, with the arrival of a new administration in Washington, D.C., that wanted to strengthen immigration control policies both at the border and in the interior. Now, because here in Texas, it was where SB4 has been approved, it has a particular meaning.
What specifically is the Mexican consulate prepared to do to support Mexican nationals in the U.S. Who are unauthorized?
Well, first, we want to make sure that they know their rights. We are receiving special funds for that. Another aspect is going to be naturalization clinics. We want to foster those who are eligible to become U.S. citizens to do so. Third, the emergency preparedness clinics. We have seen all over the U.S., particularly in Texas, how immigrants who are undocumented are concerned about the possibility of being suddenly deported. And if they have to be removed, they want to make sure that they are prepared to handle the custody of their children.
But as I understand it, you're also, Mexico is putting up money to support having attorneys assist certain Mexican nationals in the U.S. who are undocumented.
Yes, that's a key aspect of the effort. The number one ask of Mexican nationals when they stop me in the street is, please help me find an attorney that would tell me what my status is.
You know, I'm struck by something that you said when you were talking about naturalization clinics. Do you know of any other nation that counsels its citizens on how to become a citizen of another country?
It sounds counterintuitive, I know. But you know, if you think about it, first, you cannot lose Mexican nationality. Secondly, if we want to remain in touch with the people of Mexican origin who are going to stay here for good, we must help them to abandon the margins of society and become mainstream, to help someone acquire American citizenship in this country when they have the right, is the ultimate protection service that we could provide to them. The only person that will never be deported in this country is the American citizen.
Is there not a certain, I don't want to use the word hypocrisy, but I'll say inconsistency with the notion of assisting someone who has violated the immigration laws of the United States and counseling them on their rights. But at the same time, the entitlement to those protections assumes a certain duty and responsibility to follow the laws in the first place, does it not?
Of course, but we need some context. The average length of time that undocumented people in this country, Mexican nationals, have been in the U.S. is 10 years. These are people that are part of binational families and that belong to a diaspora that is not growing anymore. Because for the last 5 years, the immigration from Mexico is zero or negative. You talk about inconsistencies or hypocrisies. You cannot explain Texas prosperity without the contribution of these people. And it's, I mean, to use your term, kind of inconsistent that now that flow has ended, now some people are getting a much more tougher stance that, by the way, is against the interest of both countries, in my opinion.
The Consul General of Mexico in Austin is Carlos Gonzalez Gutierrez. We'll have a link to this new emergency program at texasstandard.org. Mr. Consul General, thank you so much for coming in and speaking with the Texas Standard.
Thank you for inviting me.
And you're listening to the Texas Standard.